NewRadioSportsNetwork.com. I'm Tim Coles, and we are joined by the head basketball coach of the Gibraltar Vikings, Justin Burris, who, well, you guys are probably off to one of your best regular season starts in recent memories. I believe last year in the conference went 3-13. This year already 4-1. So what's been maybe the biggest difference that you've noticed from one year to this year?
Well, we definitely have a lot of returning guys. I mean, we retired some great seniors and some great leadership, but most of our scoring is back. Guys have another year under their belt where they were able to work in the offseason on their shots. Definitely just see a lot more confidence in the offense and what we're trying to do and their own abilities as well.
And you're coming off of a 60-44 win over Sturgeon Bay. And who, you know, obviously Sam Lindenberg, he's been lighting up from behind the three-point arc this season. Who are some of the other players that are really sticking out and playing well for you that maybe don't get the headlines like a Sam Lindenberg or a Luke Steeves, who's also averaging close to 14 points a game?
Yeah, I mean, those two are obviously our captains and strong leaders. We've got some great points coming from and bench minutes coming from Will Friedenfels. He brings a lot to the table where we've got a lot of small guards, and we can bring him in as a true center. He's a shot blocker. He's a force on the board. He's able to kick that ball out off the rebound, and we're able to run our break. You know, Angel Jauregui has been a great defender for us. He's putting in, you know, 6-7 points a game and basically playing lockdown defense. Victor as well, he can go between the guard and the forward playing multiple positions. I can go right down the line. You know, Spencer's hitting threes and able to play solid D as well. Marcus is a reliable offensive threat. You know, as I said, we just have a lot of guys that have come back. We welcome Alex Laughlin back to the program this year, who's been big for us as a forward. He's a strong body and a smart player who's been really able to jump right back into the system and give us productive minutes. So, you know, I probably left out one or two guys. I mean, I like I said, I kind of just went right down the line, but we're really getting consistent minutes. We're going deep into our bench and really playing everybody almost equal time, you know, as far as our, you know, besides Luke and Sam getting basically playing the entire game, the rest of the guys are pretty much splitting equal minutes. So it's been fun to see who steps up each night and you know, what they're able to put forward.
And how important is that for your squad to be able to do that, where obviously, like you mentioned, you got your horses that you ride, but those other three spots on the court, you can really kind of mix and match given the situation and know that you're going to get quality minutes from whoever's out on the court?
Yeah, I know every night we're going to get good defense. I mean, I think the guys have really bought into our philosophy throughout the years. We're a defense-first mentality, and that's really stuck. And then, you know, as far as runs go in the game and streaky shooting, it's one of those things when your friends are putting the ball in, it's kind of like, hey, me too. You know, if I pass it over here, I want a chance. And shooting's contagious. So we've had some pretty electrifying shooting from Sam Lindenberg, and those other guards are contributing great as well. And, you know, I think the big thing is when we get into a slump, how are we going to respond one of these nights? You know, when the shots are not falling, will that defense, you know, step up even more? We've got a big challenge tonight with Oconto. They're averaging, you know, 66 points per game. We've only played 5 games this season. They've played, I think, 8 or 9 they've got a full 24-game schedule, whereas we're playing 16. You know, we did not play over break where they had, I think, 2 or 3 games over Christmas break. So, there's definitely, it's going to be a tough one tonight. We're going to have to give it everything we have.
And when it comes to, you know, you mentioned there's some teams are playing, you know, 24 game schedules, you're playing 16. How important does that make, you know, every minute that your guys are able to play on the court, you know, during a game matter, or making sure that your practice time is as important as it is?
We've definitely have had clean and crisp practices. I know the guys are really, as far as our safety protocols, everybody's taking them really serious, and they're kind of approaching every practice and game like it might be shut off tomorrow. You know, I think that in a way I related it to a group of seniors playing their last home game, the way that we having 8 games taken away from us and the fact that, you know, next week we could be in quarantine, or the team that we're playing might be in quarantine. There's just a little more urgency, you know, throughout the game. I think the games have been faster this year. There's been almost a little more of that desperation or that, you know, desire for the ball, the quicker to the ball. And that's been fun to see. At the same time, you know, the turnovers haven't been too bad, with the game feeling quicker and with the speed of the game, you know, pushing the ball down the floor. We've been we haven't made too many mistakes, and that's led to our 4-1 start.
What kind of concerns do you have for your squad? As, I mean, starting on Monday, it'll be the first time that the kids are back in school since March. Since, I mean, with the game against Wausaukee was one of the last high school sports broadcasts that there were until the football season. Any concern about when the kids come back to school about maybe some of those protocols being put in a little bit of danger?
Obviously, the more people that you are around, the higher chance you have of losing some of those games. We've kind of been in a little bit of a bubble right now with the kids not coming back to school, and I know that the players have been you know, really being smart as well. We actually didn't even do any face-to-face practices over the entire break. We did all virtual practices. We watched film. We ran. We did our captains led workouts through Zoom calls. It was pretty unique, to say the least, and I'm sure that everybody probably didn't agree with it, but with everything being said and done, you know, most of us were able to. We still have a couple people that, even after those protocols were put in place, we ended up having to quarantine. So we're just thankful that it's not our whole team in that situation, and that we're able to move forward and play. My biggest concern, even more than the quarantine, is just our sheer numbers this year. Our program numbers are really down, not for the fact that we don't have people that are interested. We just have people that are concerned about the virus in general. We have about, you know, 8 or 9 people that we would expect to come back next year who decided not to go out for basketball this year, and completely respect that decision from them and their families. And, you know, truthfully, as a coach, I was even questioning it as well, with, you know, when we were having to make that decision with my family and the position that I was in. But, you know, when you're we're looking at with a few people on quarantine tonight, and you know, then you go into injuries and things like that. You know, we're looking at 8 people on varsity and 7 on JV, and you know, that's, you know, 15 is really a pretty typical number for one team, let alone to run 2 programs. So no JV2 this year. We didn't have the numbers. You know, we had, I think we had 33, 34 in the program last year, and we have 18 right now. So definitely a switch when you when you're talking about, you know, the physical bodies that you can get on the floor, and when you get in foul trouble, who are you looking to? Definitely going to be more and more people splitting time between JV1 and varsity.
Joined by Justin Burris for just a few more moments here as he gets ready for Oconto here Tuesday, January 5th, as we record it. Obviously, still most of the season coming away, but we'll leave you with this. Throughout all this, obviously, you've had to kind of change the way that you've coached all season long. Talked about the virtual practices during winter break. When it's all said and done, hopefully, obviously, there's several weeks ahead of you, hopefully. When you look back, how do you think that this time will make you a better coach moving forward?
I think flexibility. You know, I think as a coach and a teacher, we tend to you know, want things our way and try to be as organized as possible. And this has kind of been one of the situations this year where it doesn't matter how organized you are or how many ducks in a row you have, there's going to be a lot of curveballs. And the flexibility has been key. And, you know, at the time, been able to learn on the fly and change direction. And I think that, you know, more so than ever, I've just been thankful for the support of the community members and just how hard the players have been working. It's been, it will definitely go down, you know, whether we, you know, no matter what the win and loss column looks like, it'll definitely be a very memorable season. More challenging than ever at times. You know, there's things that have come across the plate that I just haven't expected at all. Even, you know, for tonight, for example, just having to send out last minute get an attendance list of which parents would be attending the game. You know, that's something that I would never have thought that I would have to go and email parents or contact parents who's coming to the game tonight. But, you know, allowing one fan per player, a lot of these protocols are put in place and we have to follow them. And, And it adds a little extra stress, but at the same time, it's been very memorable.
Very good. Well, Coach, we'll wish you good luck here, and thanks so much for joining us on the New Radio Sports Network.
Thanks, Tim. It's always great to have your coverage.
You've been listening to a Gibraltar Vikings Central podcast on NewRadioSportsNetwork.com.